Shiite Muslim gonna die?
Oh my god, man. Dude, attack! Oh my god, you're gonna die, so you might as well kill one of them.
Welcome to Rage Quit Radio.
I very well might be.
Why the heck am I lagging?
Oh
no!
Seth has joined the channel.
Are you kidding me? Thank you.
Okay.
Come on, wait, come on!
I really hate you.
What the fuck is with this guy?
Prowler has joined the channel.
Oh, why'd you guys leave me, guys?
Negative Apex. Has joined the channel.
Oh my, what the fuck? What is Soda doing?
Go, kill him. Oh, I'm gonna miss the edge. You guys suck balls, man.
Well, great timing because I literally hit the record button as soon as you started that.
Welcome to Rage Quit Radio, everybody.
I am your host, Lance, aka Sev, joined by Prowler, aka Ian, and Negative Apex, aka Josh. And what's going on, guys? You two. Not our audience.
Bunches.
Talking about pterodactyls?
Yeah, pterodactyls. Whatever.
What was the context of this conversation?
I don't know.
Pterodactyls were the context of this conversation.
Stupid pterodactyls.
Anyway.
At least I can say Malibu.
Hey, I have spent many a night mastering that word, okay? It's Malibu.
What?
Malibu. Okay.
Malibu.
Damn it.
Okay. That's going to be his call name now in every game. Malibu.
Malibu.
Can I change mine to pterodactyl?
Of ammo.
Yes, you should definitely change yours to pterodactyl.
Pterodactyl.
And you should spit.
That way I can be like,
every time you do it.
You're getting shot at, man.
No, I would actually love to hear other people try to say it. Like spell it wrong and just listen to other people trying to pronounce your name. It could be hilarious. But anyway, what's going on, everybody? Hope you guys enjoyed last week's episode. It was our coverage of E3. And last E3 was pretty awesome. Don't you guys agree?
Yeah. I mean, all the beer we... I mean, yeah, all the games we saw was great.
Yeah, the beer did definitely beer enhance it.
Yes.
But overall, though, I mean, do you guys think it was a good show, a good entertaining show? No. Except for Sony. Yeah, We're not talking about Sony's conference.
It's not the fact their conference was bad. It was just kind of like, hey, games. I like indie games. I don't really want to pay $400 for indie games. You know?
And life stories.
I think $400 is pretty reasonable,
every
though.
CEO in Sony had to give their life story, like, I lived here, did this, grew up in a truck, I was born out of a truck.
Yeah,
I mean, like, Microsoft.
My hard life.
Call of Duty! Games! Games! Yeah. Not TV. Games!
Yeah.
They did a good job.
Sony's conference would have been fine if it just hadn't been so drawn out.
Like, yeah, I mean, it was the longest conference, too. Games.
Yeah, and they did talk about good games, but then they talked about games for like an hour, and then life stories for like an hour, and so it was like...
Well, and I don't like the fact that they still kind of come off as kind of cocky, you know, about the whole PlayStation Eye thing.
We made it all from the get-go.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have been
kind of
douchey.
No one and their mother would have bought one.
Yeah.
Like, it's worse than the Kinect, so don't do that.
Yeah, they have, and the funny thing is they've been working on it longer.
Yeah, and, you know, Microsoft, everybody can say, well, Microsoft went back on their word. They said they'd never take it up. They listened.
They did.
They took it off.
They've listened. They've gone back on, I don't know, four or five different things that they've had originally put in with the Xbox One, just for the fans. And I know last year, when I was on another podcast, I talked about this, that last E3, I was set in, I'm PlayStation all the way. And now, a year later, I mean, I still kind of want a PlayStation, but Xbox One just seems like a better Xbox 360 now. So
I think if we had an extra $100, let's just not say we're saving up $400, we definitely buy an Xbox One.
Yeah.
Instead of last year, it was, we are not touching the Xbox One because I don't want it to see through my pants.
I mean, that's a good, you know, they made some bad business choices early on, but they've really recovered from that. And we saw that in this year's E3, the way they presented, you know, we mentioned it before that they never,
the conference was great.
Yeah. They didn't once mention TV, and they just, it was games.
And you know, just, that no reminds me. That reminds me. Xbox had, and Sony did the same thing. They had separate live events that were separate from E3. And when, I cannot remember if it was before or after E3. I'm pretty sure it was before E3. I don't know if you guys remember or not. But they spoke a lot about TV. They didn't even touch anything to do with games except for Halo. And I think with that, that was even barely touched on. And then everyone was kind of like, okay, well, actually, you know what? It may have been before E3, because now I remember people saying, okay, well, maybe they did that because when it comes time for E3 that they're going to talk about games, which they didn't. But, you know, that's...
Are you talking about last year's?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was last year. It was the live event. Because this
year, about nothing about games.
Yeah. The last year's or the year before that. I cannot remember what... I'm pretty sure it was last year's.
Yeah.
But, speaking of E3s, real quick on last ones. In 2012, which was when we first saw the Watch Dogs demo for the first time, and it was absolutely gorgeous. It looked absolutely amazing. And, of course, you know, anybody who listened to our show, Josh and I talked about Watch Dogs before. We didn't really agree that we did not think that the graphics were nearly what they were in 2012 when we first saw it, which it was confirmed that it wasn't. And that was kind of a big deal for me. It wasn't enough to make me put the game down, but I was pretty upset that I didn't get what I saw 2 years ago. You got something to add, Josh?
Yeah, I was just gonna say, I mean, like, the Watch Dogs game was amazing, you know, like, it was an awesome game, but then, like, the graphics were just not anywhere near what everyone thought they were going to be. It was pretty dumbed down graphics. It was bad.
It did, and a lot of that, go ahead, Ian.
No, I was going to say, as gamers, we should expect these things to happen. Like, years ago, remember when Killzone 2 demo was shown? And it was like, this was in-game footage. And, like, people were blown away. And then a couple months later, they were like, well, this is what it should look like. Should. Didn't turn out that way.
Yeah, and you have to be very careful with stuff like that, especially trailers. Like, whenever I see a trailer to a game, especially a cinematic trailer, you have to remember that if it's a full, like, CG trailer, it's not going to be anything like the game, especially a cinematic one. If they do, I'm talking about pre-rendered trailers, but if they do in-game trailers, that could be different, like we saw with Watch Dogs. But anyway, the reason why we bring this up is because it has just now come out that two modders have figured out how to return Watch Dogs back to its original E3 2012 look on the PC. Note, and the way that you can find that, you can go to IGN. This is where the article was posted. All you have to do is Google how to revert Watch Dogs back to its original graphics, and you'll find it on there. That's a mouthful, but you'll find it on there. And basically, I'm really glad that there is such a large modding community out there that people are still looking for stuff like this. And Josh, I don't know about you, but I'm pretty inclined to going in and trying to find this fix, because I know my computer probably won't be able to run it on the way it looks, but I still just want to be able to say that I can experience Watch Dogs in the way it originally looked.
Yeah, I know we've talked about modders in the past, and basically all we ever do is praise modders. they're basically guys giving their own time to better games, and do stuff that the community wants done. And it's awesome. And better graphics for Watch Dogs is definitely a must-have, because the graphics they have now are not anywhere near what they could have done.
I kind of thought it was funny how the top comment on the article was that it's ironic to see that they had to hack a game about hacking. Yes. So, speaking of games and new looks and different directions, DayZ is, quote, moving to a new engine. This is kind of, this was a shocker when I first saw the article. What do you guys think was the reason for this? Josh, you had some thoughts on, is this actually a new engine or not? I mean, what do you guys think about this?
I'll let Ian go first.
Okay. What were we talking about? No, I'm kidding. we saw this, like, with Halo. How they kind of kept recycling the same engine.
Yeah.
But, you know, it never really was the same engine. It's like when they hit Reach from Halo 3. I mean, they totally gutted the engine.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And that kind of sounds like what they're doing here is they're totally reworking it. It's going to have, you know, very differing elements from what we've had to see in the ARM engine.
Now, do you think that this is a good thing, or do you think that he should just go ahead and finish the game?
That's what's scary is how long have they been working on this?
Oh.
And if it hasn't been that long, I mean, how much longer are we going to have to wait?
I think it's been about 3 years. I'm going to look this up. Josh, why don't you give us your opinion on this?
Okay. So my big problem with this article is the fact that Dean Hall actually said, and here's a quote from him. I guess the big news that we've been telling here at E3 is that we're actually moving to a new engine. But that is, like, not at all correct. The thing is that the engine that they have is the ARMA 2 engine. It's called the RV engine. And since DayZ Standalone came out, and, you know, before that, obviously, they've been using this RV engine, but they've been changing the engine. They've been trying to make the RV engine work for something that it wasn't meant to work with, and that is DayZ. It wasn't meant to spawn zombies and loot and, you know, build in and do survival stuff in. It was just meant for a military simulator.
Yeah.
And they've been gutting the engine, changing it, rewriting codes, doing all this to make this RV engine work for DayZ. That is what Infusion is. It is the old RV engine, but with, like, major changes. So
he says it right there in the article, though, that it's a complete rip out of everything.
Right, I know
using
that.
Using existing tech.
For anybody that, like, doesn't actually read the article very carefully and just skims over it, it could sound like it is not them going from the current DayZ engine to, like, a Crysis engine where the game's going to look better, it's going to work better, there's not going to be bugs. There's not going to be any kind of drastic change. It's still going to be the exact same pace as what we've been going at with DayZ because, well, they're not changing anything. They are working on the engine, but there's no drastic, like, oh, we're, you know, going to a new engine or anything. They're just improving the RV engine.
It does say it won't be recognizable as the engine. So, they must be doing something.
But we still have to wait for them to continue to develop Infusion. They're getting something that's working. They're working on something to work for DayZ.
Imagine if they were just going to make a whole new engine, like, from scratch. It would take them forever.
I understand that. Yeah, I'm not talking about them making a new engine. When I read the title, I instantly thought of, oh, they're getting rid of the Daisy engine that's not working and just implementing a different engine, like the Crysis engine or something like that. But that's not what it is. They're having to gut this engine to rework it to make it work for DayZ, which is going to take time.
And, you know,
I still think it'll be better, so whatever.
He does also say, you know, talking about how ripping out everything, but then he does say that he's leveraging existing tech. So it's the article is very confusing, to be honest. It can make you think... you know, either way, it is a little confusing. He does say that, where's that? Yeah, they had major
the title of the article on PC Gamer instead of,
I was about to say, I was about to say that because he himself doesn't actually say, quote, new engine exactly. I think it's the article, the writer.
It's the quoter that quoted from Dean Hall. He says, we're actually moving to a new engine. And I'm not really, I'm not getting on to them. I'm just trying to make the point that there's not going to be some huge improvement in the performance in DayZ. We currently still have hackers. We currently still have a lot of glitches. And none of this stuff is just going to magically go away because we're not magically getting a new engine. It's just a completely reworked engine from RV and it's still being developed. A bit of good news, though, from the article, I don't want to completely sound like a negative Nancy, is...
Well, you're a negative Apex.
Hall did talk about Bohemia actually acquiring several studios. So they're going to be looking at the tech from the other studios that they've acquired and using some of that stuff to incorporate in Infusion. So that's a good thing, but... Currently, we still have the problems of night and day cycle not being synced for everyone. We were just playing the other day where it was night for me and Ian, but it wasn't nighttime for Lance. It was daylight. We've got the hacks of like people glitching themselves into walls and killing people, but not being able to be killed. And just tons of different bugs that the DayZ engine still has. And I just want to make it clear that that's not all going to just miraculously go away because of a new engine. It's still going to be a slow process. And I agree with you, Ian, that, you know, the game's going to get better, but it's going to get better because they're working on the engine constantly.
And the only thing we should complain about is time. Not what the game is now, because we get the notice every time we load in, this is an alpha, this isn't even a beta, this is early access alpha, blah, 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 not final, you know.
Right.
We should expect it every time that we're going to see something silly. It's just annoying to us because it's taken so stinking long.
Yeah, and that's, and I guess that's basically the point I'm talking about is, you know, don't expect something miraculous in a short amount of time. This is still going to go at the same pace as DayZ's standalone's development has been going, unless they add a ton more people, and they keep talking about they've added people, but the development still seems to be going as slow as molasses. I mean,
by the way, I noticed on that quote on the article where it's at least the italicized one, that was done by Brian Hicks, which is the DayZ producer, and then the one after that is quoted by Rocket. I also noticed, did you guys mention...
The one that's italicized is from Brian Hicks. The one above that is from Dean Hall, where he actually says, from Dean, we're actually moving to a new engine. And then Brian Hicks, who's the producer, explained the whole RV and Infusion thing.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Yeah, the italicized was quoted by Brian Hicks.
Yeah.
That's what I just said. Did we talk about DirectX 10 and 11? DirectX 10, I mean, and 11?
No. Well, Lance or Ian mentioned it, but...
Yeah, that's kind of a big deal, though, too.
And it was weird because I remember Dean saying, God, don't quote me on it, long time ago, that he was kind of wary about moving to DirectX 10 and 11 because he still wanted the game to be playable.
Yeah, because that is pretty demanding.
Yeah, so, but, you know, if they can optimize it well, it won't be that big of a deal. So,
I don't care.
As long as it looks good and they fix crap and they hurry up, I don't care.
Yeah, I think that's what most people want.
Problems right now that I see with the engine is that we were promised an MMO type engine, but we still don't see like that proper sync between the servers. Players. Right, but we still don't see like that proper sync between players that we should be seeing from an MMO. Like I said, the you know the DirectX 10 and 11 will fix like flashlights going through walls and stuff like that, but it's not going to fix the whole. Oh, it's dark for me. It's light for this guy. He can see me in a field where I think I'm, you know, and I think I'm fine because it's nighttime and he shoots me.
Yeah, that is pretty frustrating. I didn't know there at the bottom. He says that, you know, on a bit of a lighter note, says that they have additional systems planned, which includes drugs, alcohol, and physics-based barricade creation.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean,
ambushing,
drugs
man.
Are bad.
Oh, okay. I'm really excited about the barricade, dude.
I'm really excited about the alcohol. The barricade. Barricade.
Dude, what if you can make Molotovs?
Dude, what if you can make moonshine?
Ooh. That's all Ian will do in DayZ is drink moonshine. Yeah.
He's going to be Ian's drunk moonshine. In DayZ and then drunk in real life at the same time.
Yep.
Yeah. You have That's to give me AK for clips for moonshine. Buy my moonshine, like, make any player instantly pass out. So give it to people you don't like. And then throw their body in the river. There you go.
By the way, DayZ did come out April 12th, 2012. So it's not quite as long as I thought, but it's been a good while.
Wait, the game or the mod?
The alpha game version. Mod.
DayZ standalone.
No, 2012. DayZ mod, the alpha. Came out in April.
Wait, so when did DayZ standalone come out?
Yeah, when did DayZ standalone come out?
Standalone is when they started working on like server stability and engine and stuff.
That was, hang on, I can tell
it
you.
It came out last year, guys.
Yeah, it came out last year.
When last?
2013.
Like the end of last year, close to Christmas.
Okay.
Yeah, it did. It was. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, but they didn't actually start working on like creating a new engine and
until apparently just now
and server stability and stuff like that until they started working on DayZ standalone. In like with the mod, they were just modding the existing engine.
I'm worried about other competitors now, like. You know,
outshining
H1Z1 is going to be coming out. It's promising things that don't seem possible. If they pull it off,
it is also Sony who's behind this.
Yeah, I'm just going to feel bad because they've been so community driven, and I don't want to see them fail because of lack of money or. Brains is, at Bohemia. I don't know.
There's no way they have a lack of money. I don't understand what is going on because Bohemia is a big developer. They've sold a
maybe
lot
they
of
want,
DayZ.
You know, standalone Arma 3 games. Crap. I don't know.
Yeah, I think Ian's right on that.
I think, I mean, it's going to be sad if, like, I think H1Z1 is a good thing because it is being, like, we've seen so many other indie zombie games come out recently and they've all been kind of as crappy as DayZ.
Oh gosh, do you guys remember War Z?
Yeah, I mean like a ton
What's
of indie
that?
Developer like I'm,
I think it's
like,
Infection now.
You can talk about Rust. Like Rust is another one that came out, a survivor.
Oh.
And it's not I mean it's not like I'm not saying Rust and DayZ are crappy, but they're not well developed. They're not a
Get
game,
this.
You know?
Rust just recently are going to a new engine. They're doing the same thing. They're regutting the engine to make it work better.
Yeah. So I hate that they're saying they're going to. It's not really
but it
a new
is
engine.
New.
I mean, it's,
it is a new.
It's like
engine.
A refurbished Xbox or something. It's.
Regardless. Okay, I got a computer and I only have one graphics card, and I put in two graphics cards. Technically, yes, it's the same computer, but it does. Something
yeah,
way
it performs better.
Better.
Yeah, and I understand that. I just, well, like I said before, it's just the whole, you know, there's not going to be like a drastic change in the development time because it's still, you know, they're still working on that engine. They're still developing that engine. And so,
yeah, I think it would be a very stupid move to work on a game. And then, you know, when you're this far through, hey, let's make a new engine.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I wasn't saying making a new engine. When I read
that, like going over to a new engine.
Moving to a new engine. Yeah, I was like, oh, maybe they found a more compatible engine for DayZ or something like that. And then I read the article.
they take the planet side engine.
Yeah, right. But what I was about before somebody interrupted me,
yep,
was that I think Sony coming out with H1Z1, a big developer, is going to be good, because like a lot of people are waiting for like a really good finished zombie survival game.
Yeah.
And right now there's nothing on the market. It's a bunch of indie alpha, you know, early access alpha stuff. And even though they're good games, they're not finished games. And so I'm looking for like H1Z1 to be that finished zombie survival MMO that comes out, that big name game that sticks true to the roots of like DayZ and stuff as far as mechanics go.
Yeah, I'm kind of at the point where I really want to have high hopes for DayZ. I really want it to succeed, but I still really want a DayZ. I mean, I still really want a good zombie survival game. You know,
yeah. It's and like
kind of what matters to me right now.
We were playing on DayZ the other night, and we've all got full gear. We've all got, you know, all the stuff that we need to survive, and we were just kind of sitting around in a town. Like, what do we do? There's nothing to do currently in DayZ other than go kill people, go die, go get stuff back. There's no progression, unfortunately, in DayZ right now.
Yeah, not yet.
And so even though it's a fun game, there's nothing keeping us playing it. You know, we haven't played that game nearly as much as we have in the past because
the mod other had than more going game than that game.
Yeah, that's the problem. Is like other than going and being dicks and killing people, there's nothing for us to do in DayZ anymore. And so I think that's where it's like, personally, you know, I love DayZ. I want to play DayZ, but if a, you know, H1Z1 came out next year, it was finished, it was, you know, and I wouldn't have to worry about early access alphas and all this other stuff, I would in a heartbeat go to that game, you know, if it was as good as DayZ and it was finished. You know, that's the problem I think that DayZ is going to have in the future, is unless it speeds up their development, they're going to lose players to other games that are more polished, more finished, and that have an end game.
Well, guys, you know, you can always count on us giving you guys the absolute latest on DayZ. You know, we're huge avid fans. We love the game, and we love just the zombie survival genre. So if you're a big fan of that, too, definitely stick with Rage Quit Radio. We're definitely going to be giving you guys the news as soon as we have it. And it's, you know, we've posted this too on our Facebook page. I think today or yesterday. Today as in, actually, I forgot what day it was, but
we posted it Tuesday.
Yeah.
Tuesday morning.
So yeah, make sure you guys stick with us, and we'll give you guys the latest on DayZ and others. Monday morning.
Yeah. Sorry.
Dude, man, after last week, I don't even remember what day this is or anything.
I never know what day it is.
Yeah, we posted the DayZ news Monday morning. So,
anyways. So, back to kind of talking about E3 and some games that we kind of missed or didn't really get talked about that much. We're going to kind of skim over a few of them. We did miss the Fable Legends presentation. And this game apparently just now announced that there's going to be a multiplayer beta coming out this holiday season. Were you guys able to catch up on some of the footage from Fable?
Like, is this something that looks forward to? I'm going to be honest with you. I tried watching it and I got bored in like a second.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never played Fable. So this game, okay, to me though, I've never played any of the Fable games. I don't know if, I know you have, Josh. I don't know if Ian has.
Yeah.
I've played 2 and 3.
I'll get into that. I'll let you finish and then I'll get into it.
Okay. It looks fun, but not that fun to where I'm going to go out and buy the game when it comes out. Like, it just looks like a good, fun game, but again, I'm looking at it just from, you know, a cool game coming out, maybe. There were some really cool things that I liked about it. Particularly, you guys made fun of the crossbow. I thought it was awesome. But I don't know if that's typical Fable stuff. What do you guys think about this? Do you think that it's getting away from its roots? Do you think it's interesting, fun, dynamic looking? I don't know. What do you guys think?
I think Fable fans will buy it and play it, and you know, it's a co-op experience. I mean, come on.
Now, is that new? But is that different? The co-op?
Slightly.
Yeah, you could kind of do co-op in 3, right?
Yeah, you could kind of. You had to like stick close to the person and stuff like that. Kinda but sucked. you could join game.
But there was no multiplayer.
It's nothing
before,
compared
right?
to what they were showing.
Right. Gotcha. I kind of want to tear into this game though right now a little bit.
Yeah, go ahead, man. You've been on a roll, man.
Oh, did you have a good E3? Okay, so, let me ruin that for you.
Everything sucked. Okay, I played Fable, the first game, like 12 or plus times through completely.
I think you've said that Fable 12 or plus times on the show.
Probably. I played Fable 2 a couple times. I played Fable 3 a couple times through. And watching this trailer, I couldn't even recognize the game.
Really?
Like, other than the very base elements of it.
Really?
This game to me, like right as soon as I started watching it, did not interest me at all. It's completely different from what Fable 1 through 3 were. And
I do know Fable 3 like, didn't really do too well. Is that true? Or if it was Fable 2.
I liked it, but my favorite was Fable 1 and 2.
I think that's general consensus of Fable fans.
Yeah, I mean, 3 was good. I actually liked Fable 3 other than the whole like black and white choices I had to be dealt with.
Wasn't that like one of the first games that kind of introduced decision makings that would change the game? I could be wrong, but
I don't know. I don't know if it was the first.
Second one introduced that.
Second
be wrong
one
as well, because I never played
well,
the first
little
one.
Well, a little bit, but the first one was just like story, like a typical story. It was an older MMO.
I do.
The third one introduced like if I make the decision, it'll like completely change this section of the map. But it was like very black and white. There was like a good choice where you'll lose money or a bad choice where you'll gain money. And that was like a constant throughout the game. And I hated that because it was like, well, I really want to be good, but I need money. So I have to make the bad choice if I want money. It was like, right. There was no like in between, or there was no good choices that made you money. Or so if you wanted to be all good, you were going to be broke. And if you wanted to be all good and you needed money, then you kind of had to make some bad choices. Which, I mean, I guess in that aspect it was good. But anyways, talking about Fable Legends again.
Yeah.
I hated it looked to me like an indie-developed co-op almost. Like, the graphics weren't all that great. And the gameplay just looked like any other co-op multiplayer playthrough game. Like, it did not remind me of Fable whatsoever.
Yeah, I think that's interesting that you say that, because a particular IGN editor basically said that, you know, exact same thing, that it's like it's forgotten what it was. I could have sworn Fable 3 was the one that like everybody hated.
No, not everyone hated it. It was just, it wasn't as popular as the other ones is all. And it was a good game. Like, I'm not going to say Fable 3 was a bad game. It was a good game. All of the Fables were good games. I think it's kind of stupid that Fable Legends is doing like this 4v1 setup that like Evolve is doing. It's like, four heroes can co-op through this dungeon, and there's an evil guy that's like doing an RTS spawning monsters and stuff. It's like, that's like an indie thing. Like, stuff like that. That is not a Fable story game. That is like just a multiplayer co-op experience, which, I mean, if you want a multiplayer co-op experience, that's great, but that's not Fable.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess they're probably just trying to be different. You know, there's always that point where they have to think of something drastic and something, not just drastic, but like something nobody's really ever done. So that kind of makes you
different. I mean, people have done this before,
but it's not that common though. You know, like I can't really think of any other games that's done like a multiplayer co-op experience. I know they're out there, but I just can't think of any off the top of my head.
There's plenty of little like dungeon crawlers for four players, tons of them. And there's several that have done like co-ops against somebody who are like spawning stuff. And so, I mean, I don't know. It's just not Fable. It doesn't really interest me. Other, like, even the co-op gameplay didn't look that great to me. So there's better choices, I think, out there for co-op games. But yeah, right now, I mean, we don't have a ton on it. I guess we'll probably talk about it more once we get more info on it. But personally right now, like, I just don't find it interesting.
Ian, kind of the same thing. Not that great looking.
Like, it's totally on the back burner. Like, oh, yeah, that was at E3. I didn't even pay attention.
It's like pat on the head. Yeah. That's nice.
Hey, a Fable game that no one will ever play.
Well, if anything interesting comes to light soon, anything that might be a game changer for us, or particularly Josh, you know, keep listening to us and we'll bring it to you first. Destiny. This particular trailer that we saw, hopefully we can get this out to our fans, maybe through Facebook. This trailer, I'm not sure why they didn't show this at E3, because I feel like the trailer, or what we did see during the presentation, was kind of lackluster.
Or a repeat, you know?
Yeah, this did not feel like a repeat. It gave me a rundown of what's going on, and what basically you can do in the game, how you can do it. It was very well made. Is there anything in particular that you guys thought was very interesting about this? I saw there was something about multiplayer in here. Like, that wasn't ever confirmed before. Was multiplayer as in going versus? Was that ever confirmed before?
About it before. Ian brought it out. Like, that's, they have not talked about it at all. And that was in the trailer. You want to talk about it, Ian?
It looked crazy. I don't know. What do you want me to say?
it looked like what? Maybe it looked like a lot going on.
Yeah, it looked like a lot of things going on. Maybe five or six
people. I can't tell how many, but
it kind of reminded me of like a Halo 3 multiplayer match.
It reminded me of Halo 3 multiplayer, and everybody was modding.
Yeah,
like, did you see some of the skills where it's like
heat-seeking
bomb things, and it's like, yeah, that's not cheap.
At one point, somebody like shot a rocket and they teleported. He must have been the host.
In the thing where you could see, you know, they've talked about it before, like, you can upgrade your weapons and there's like a skill tree for your weapon. But they've never really dwelled on the classes too much, and they kind of give mention and footage of like subclasses of a class. Because I know like the hunter gets a like golden gun that shoots really powerful shots, but I also know they get a knife that can like do crap. So
can do
I'm
crap.
Guessing you can't do both.
Yeah, let me guess. Can it stab people?
Yeah.
Okay.
I saw them using like some sort of like vapor blade or something. It was like an energy something type blade in one of the shots. It wasn't a very long shot, so I only caught a glimpse of it, but so it seemed interesting, like a Halo energy sword or something, but it was like a dagger attached to the...
All the missions you're like three player co-op. So.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Speaking of which,
the first game that's not two or four player co-op.
Yeah, and the bad thing is it's still talking about how it's not on PC. But Ian, we got something very recently that was strongly suggested that it was going to be on PC, or basically them saying no, it's definitely not. Or what was it?
It to me, it's the same vague answer that they gave way back when like, is Halo 3 coming to PC? Is Reach coming to PC? They never gave a no, and they never gave a yes. This right. is probably the closest yes we're going to get. But
what did they say?
It's not going to happen. They just said, like, let me pull the article up. I'm not even looking at it.
Because, I mean, this would be pretty awesome.
Yeah. But of course it'd be a good idea. But, you know, they make the comment, well, you know, developing on the PC is a completely different animal than developing on the consoles, which, to me, would not be a problem if it wasn't backwards compatible with last gen. I think right, if it was a completely next gen title, they wouldn't be coming up with that excuse.
Yeah, and something we haven't, I don't know if we've talked about it a lot on the show, but we've talked about it a lot with each other, is how any game that's going to be on the Xbox One and PS4, and that's going to be as well on the 360 and PS3, is not going to look as good as it can be, because they have to dumb down the graphics and stuff. And on that note, they have to dumb down, you know, like the amount of enemies and different things like that.
No,
if it's going to be on older generations.
Yeah, what I will say is the chances are higher for it coming to PC than what we had with Microsoft when they had Bungie under their thumb. You know, Microsoft wanted to sell as many Xboxes as they could. Of course, they're not going to want it to go to PC, even though they would still be making sales because it's Windows.
Yeah.
But,
oh, yeah, and I think they would have made a lot more sales.
They needed that to stay. Yeah, they needed that to stay on the Xbox. Well, this is really up to Activision if they want it to go out or not. And, I mean, we know Call of Duty's on the PC. I could see if sales maybe aren't as massive as they think they're going to be. Maybe we could see it come to PC.
So, yeah, I mean, if it does come to PC, it's not going to come out for, you know, like until soon. Like 6 months after Destiny release, if not
as long
later.
As it doesn't pull a Halo and Destiny on PC comes out when Destiny 2 comes out.
Yeah. And it's a terrible port and it looks absolutely horrendous. But yeah, I mean, I think that's a great, it's so hard to fathom like some decisions that people make with things like this because
money.
Yeah.
Except the problem is like
but
most gamers
I feel like they
would
make
say,
more.
Like anybody on the PC is going to be like, "Oh yeah, Destiny to the PC would be a great idea." But, you know, I don't know. It's just like
if they made it,
their sales would be a lot.
If they made it if they made it like cross compatible, like where PC gamers could play with Xbox One gamers, then that would be even, you know, more
that
of a deal breaker.
Yeah, I mean, but they don't even have to do that. Like they could just say, "Oh, Destiny MMO for the PC," and we'd be like, "Okay, we're picking that up."
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, but
So Destiny, great game. Oh, another thing. People were knocking the graphics. I don't know if you guys were kind of touching on that, but people were knocking it, and I still think it looks great. Am I the only one that thinks it looks good?
It does
still?
Look. It looks good. Like
at
but
times,
I'm
it
telling
looks,
you, it looks bad.
Like
not bad. It doesn't look next gen. There are times where it looks freaking awesome. Oh my god, that's wonderful. And then it turns into that kind of doesn't look that great.
You'll have to like
saw this
you'll have to like show me. You have to like show me certain points because like when I watched it, I loved it. I thought it looked amazing.
Really?
I mean, yeah.
I mean, like,
it does look amazing. That it could look more amazing.
Yeah, see, like, when I was watching Destiny, I was like, okay, well, there's nothing wrong with these graphics. And at times it looked good, but then, like, for the most part, it just looked like Halo 3, Halo 4 graphics. Like, it wasn't, like, anything amazing.
I'm being
it was like,
very
okay,
biased.
These graphics look good, but they're not, like, anything to even talk about. Oh, these graphics are great. You know, it's like, oh, those are some graphics, aren't they? You know, it's like, they're not pushing any boundaries. They're like Halo 3, Halo 4-ish graphics.
Yeah, I guess
it's not anything super, you know, it's not like anything to talk about. It's
they would definitely
graphics.
Have to make up for it in gameplay and how the world loads and how those little events happen, if those happen seamlessly and no problem, yeah, that I'll totally ignore some graphical differences.
Yeah,
that's fine.
I guess when, now that I think about it, looking at some of the multiplayer, like the versus part aspect of it, it did seem like the graphics were a little down now that I think about it. So yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, there's nothing wrong with the graphics. They're just not like...
It did remind me of Halo 3.
I'm going to buy Destiny because... Yeah, it's not like, oh, I'm buying Destiny because of the graphics. You're definitely not going to do that. It's like saying, oh, these MMO graphics are amazing. It's like, okay, you know, WildStar, Star Wars The Old Republic, wow. You know, oh, these graphics are fine because it's an
MMO. People
are going
to buy Destiny for Bungie and Bungie.
And gameplay.
Bungie.
Yeah.
They're gonna buy it for the gameplay and the MMO.
So,
but it's not, you know, it's like the graphics are like, oh, they're there.
So you guys think
they're
the game will
to
deliver?
Play the game with. Honestly, I don't know. It looks a lot like a lot of other shooters.
Yeah.
You know, a
it
lot
looks
of, like,
fun.
It kind of looks like, oh, goodness, what is that game? That
a pretty
Borderlands. Yeah, like
yeah.
a prettier
yeah, it
Borderlands. It's like,
yeah,
Borderlands was
dude,
fun.
Dude, you're dead right on that.
It was like, eh, you know, I
it
don't
does
know.
Seem to be more of a, I don't know, not an MMO, but a more RPG like atmosphere with your character. And there is a storyline, you know.
The fact, if they do, like, if they really, like, invest in, like, it feels like you're upgrading your character and, like in a lot of, like, very, heavily RPG, like role playing
yeah,
games
yeah,
that came out,
say.
Like investing time in your character, developing that character and stuff, it'll be a good game. Kind of talking about like Dark Souls, like when you get new equipment and stuff, you really feel granted for it. And then you play it like a typical MMO, it's like, oh, I got more gear for the most part. Oh, this gear, yeah. the stats are better and stuff. I don't know. So, well, it'll really just come down to when we play the game. And we'll
it
know
will
whether,
definitely
you know,
be a great game. There's no question about it, but
whether
I don't know if it
game?
Will live up to everybody expectations, you know?
Yeah, well, that kind of seems to be the trending thing nowadays for video games. Let's hype it up tremendously, and then you get let down.
Make everybody rage, yeah.
So speaking of games that aren't quite hyping things up, is Homefront: The Revolution. The first Homefront was known to be a very just, I don't know if I want to use the word fail, but it just wasn't exactly very good. I'm not sure if any of us actually played the game.
Nope.
Anyone?
Nope.
No, but we've heard a lot about it. Let's report on our game. We've
I remember when it came out, all the stinking commercials.
Yeah, there was a lot of commercials for it. And the funny thing is, I think there it came out around the same time a movie came out that was very similar to it. Red Dawn was around the same time. And
Red what was Red Dawn was about like the kids fighting back against
Chinese.
Was it like
in
the
this
college
movie.
Kids fighting
I think
back
it was Korea.
Against Korea?
Korea, yeah, you're right.
God, that movie is stupid.
So anyway, Homefront: The Revolution. This what?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
This the game has been picked up by a new developer, I believe, which was Crytek. Correct me if I'm wrong.
THQ actually had it beforehand.
Right. And they went out of business a couple of years ago, maybe just a year. But anyway, yeah, Crytek picked up Homefront, and there's a gameplay demo that was shown at some of the behind the scenes of E3, and the game looks fun. The biggest thing that I really liked about the game was the fact that you could survey different areas before you go in. You can plan your attacks, you can plan your moves. I think that was one of the new things that they were talking about in the commentary. Was there anything in particular that you guys thought that was cool or interesting or different or dynamic?
I just wanted to mention something. It was because we weren't really sure. Homefront got a 70 Metascore on Metacritic and a 5.6 user rating. And on IGN, they gave it a 7, with 6.5.
That's not that bad.
So it's not yeah. horrible, but
the
I look at the 5.6 user rating was pretty bad.
Yeah, I think it was the sales that plummeted the game. I really do.
And I think, and I was just going to point out that yeah, it is a different developer for Homefront Revolution. It's Crytek UK is working on it, so.
Yeah, so I mean, it's in good hands, basically. It's in good hands.
Yeah,
this definitely seems like it's gonna be looks good. So yeah, what was
So to talk about the gameplay,
anything cool, or interesting?
I liked it. The biggest thing that struck me is that it was going to be more open world. He talked about being able to choose when you do your main missions, what side missions you wanted to do. If you wanted to, you know, just do side missions for a while, you got to choose when you wanted to do what. He talked about different ways to approach objectives, and he talked about a cooperative experience. I think in the video there was two other people that I saw that were helping him do this mission. That I really liked. Obviously, I just got done playing Watch Dogs, which was an open world game. It was a blast to play. No spoilers. So to see this another kind of open world game that is a military shooter coming out, and that's going to incorporate co-op play, it's really cool. Got me a little excited for it. Go ahead.
Speaking about co-op, he was talking about like you can't just run in there and gun people down. He's like, you know, these are guerrilla tactics we're trying to make players use.
Yeah,
you know, you're not going to go against some heavily armored guy. So hopefully there are some really good, you know, cooperation gameplay.
Yeah. We saw the video of like he put an IED, which we know in real life, you know, in overseas, there a lot of the deaths by American soldiers are from IEDs, not actual combat. And so these guerrilla based tactics in Homefront, we saw him putting on an IED on an RC car or something like that.
Yeah.
He like drove it into the base and like set it off, used it as a distraction to get the prisoners out. And then, you know, they kind of just like fought off this like overwhelming response as they got away. And like after they got the captives out, we saw in the video that they actually had to get away because like we saw more cars coming in and he was taking damage and, you know, and so they had to kind of just run away. And so like Ian was talking about, it seemed like you're having to use these guerrilla tactics because you're fighting a more powerful force. And like the whole point of the game is to like start a revolution, to start fighting back against the major power. So it really wouldn't make sense to like, you know, just go in guns blazing, kill a bunch of people, because, you know, you obviously can't do that in real life. And so I think it's interesting for the tactics of the game, especially when you're playing with your friends. You may, you know, use one or two guys to set up a distraction while the other guys actually do the main objective or something. So it'll be interesting as we get more info on this.
Yeah, I'm glad that this looks better. I would love to see a game, you know, have a better reputation, especially a sequel.
And just to mention, it's from Crytek, who made
Crysis.
They made Crysis and what, Far Cry, which is open world. Far Cry.
I think they made the original Far Cry.
Right. So
don't
it's got
quote
some good-
me on that.
I'm pretty sure they mentioned it actually in the video. I could look it up, but anyways, it's got a good developer behind it. It's not like an indie developer or anything. Crytek's made some really good games in the past.
Crysis is a good franchise.
Right,
so.
Crysis is like really graphically beautiful as well. So this game should actually look pretty good as well.
Yeah, it looks pretty awesome. So Oh.
Anyways, yeah. Well, I was gonna. I think I said it before. Yeah, I know. I'm carrying on. This it got a 6.5 in graphics from the IGN. So obviously the graphics weren't that great. So that's gonna be a huge improvement for anybody that liked the first game.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
The graphics great. Are gonna but look. Yeah,
this
the graphics
does
are gonna,
look great. Well, it's Crytek. Yeah. They have a reputation to uphold.
Right, and so, yeah, they've got. They're gonna have a game with good graphics. So that's just something to look forward to for anybody that liked the first game. Anyways, I'll shut up.
Well, the funny thing is you're probably going to talk a lot about this next topic, but you know, there's a really extremely popular anime out there. It's called Sword Art Online. Ian and Josh, you guys are both huge anime fans, both huge fans of this in particular, I believe, both of you. They're making a game based off of the show, which kind of is fitting from what I understand. But it's
gonna
not
have
quite
a side story. It's not going to follow the complete.
What, Josh?
I love that Lance is like trying to pretend that he literally knows nothing about Sword Art Online.
Yeah. Well, all I know here's
an anime I know nothing about.
Here's all I know. All I know is it's a bunch of people that go into like a virtual reality game and they die in the game. They die in real life or something, and that's about all I know.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah. It's an awesome anime. It's going to be, it looks like it's going to be a Vita game, right, Ian?
Yeah, I think it's a Vita game, but it's weird because they posted it on IGN as a trailer.
It's a weird trailer.
Yeah, like, it doesn't look that great. I'm just excited the Sword Art game's coming over here.
Right. Well, but I mean, it is no a Vita game, like, so it's not going to be.
Yes or no, it's coming over here because in Japan, this trailer came out like 3 or 4 months ago.
Oh, wow. And we're just not seeing it.
I'm confused as to, is it coming over here? Is it not?
Yeah. I mean, well, it looks like it has 4-player co-op, which is interesting.
I guess I got to get caught up on the show.
It looks like don't look that great. It's just, I'm excited that Sword Art
anime
game's coming out.
Are gonna be, yeah. It's like, oh, yeah. Sword Art Online. It's like any game, any show or anime that you're like obsessed over, and a game comes out, you don't care how crappy it is, you want to play it.
Now the Oculus Rift will just have to come out with Sword Art Online and have Nerve Gear, and everybody will be happy.
Oh my god, yes. And then they'll lock us into it, and I'll be like, oh my god, yes, I'm so happy I got locked into this game. Wow. If I die in this game, I die in real life. Lance,
Josh will kill everyone.
Mm-hmm. So are you guys
anyways,
excited?
Yeah, we'll keep you up to date. I don't know, because I mean, like we said, we don't really know if it's over here.
Well,
if
it is,
out, if there's release date.
Would you get it?
I'd have to get a Vita first.
Okay,
but if I had Vita, I would get it.
Yeah, I don't think it's enough for me to buy a Vita.
All right. Well, what if it came to cell phones? I feel like this could look great on a tablet.
Okay.
Maybe.
I don't play cell phone games. I hate them. So
I'd still play that. I'd do it.
I probably would, too.
I'm a nerd. I would rather buy a DS and play Pokemon.
Yeah.
I can't help
Pokemon.
It. I'm sorry.
I really want to
get
play
away from
one.
How good Pokemon is. I mean,
especially
great.
The way that they've done the new ones with the 3D graphics and all that. Looks
3D
awesome.
Graphics! Oh, 3D. My God!
Hey.
For a Pokemon game, that's really new.
Hey, it'll be amazing the day that the next Pokemon game looks like Skyrim.
Hey, how come they didn't come out with Pokemon Stadium for the Wii U, man?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Or a Pokemon MMO. That'd be awesome.
Dude. Or Pokemon MOBA.
Could you imagine Skyrim Pokemon? Like,
that's what I just said.
Oh, my God. Right. But, like, oh, my God. I'm actually saying, like, an MMO Skyrim Pokemon, like, amazing
so
graphics.
So instead of Dragonborn, you'd be Charizard board?
Like, walking through a field and, like, a bunch of Pidgeotos attack you.
Pidgeotos.
Take your Pokemon out and fight them.
No, a bunch of Metapods attack you, and you're like, well, this is weird. This is awkward.
This
you're
is
just
awkward.
Hardening. I'm going to walk away now.
Let me use my water attacks on them that are powerful.
Let me use my Griffin head.
I'm going to use my Griffin head attack on your harden.
Let me spray him down with my Gyarados.
Oh, my God. And on that note, we're going to go ahead and say goodnight to everybody. We hope you guys enjoyed this week's episode. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook at Rage Quit Radio and on Twitter, MLR Rage Quit, and on Twitch. Follow us as we stream on Twitch, Rage Quit Radio. Good night, everybody. See you guys next week.
See you.